Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm with Charlie Good, one of the retailers who's taking part in this fly-in and visits to the Hill. And first of all, Charlie, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in the business for 34 years, convenience store. I have an auto repair shop with my store and everything. And I started offering the blends in August of last year. And in order to do that, I had to debrand because the oil company didn't want that under their canopy. My sales are up 20 to 25% a month, and of the gallons that they're up, virtually all of it is new fuels, the blended fuels, the ethanol fuels. 87% of my total fuel sales were ethanol blended fuels before. Now it's at 93%. So as for pure ethanol sales, I'm in the 20 to 25% range of what's pure ethanol.
Does that surprise you?
Well, it's doing better than what I thought I would do at this point in time, but it's a pleasant surprise, yes.
Well, now the story that you have to tell about what you had to go through in order to offer these fuels is pretty eye-opening, as you've told to some of the lawmakers. Give us a little rundown of that.
Well, when I went to start looking into the alternative fuels, I had to contact my fuel supplier, and I told them what I wanted to do, and they said, no, you can't do that. You know, you can only offer E10. I said, well, I want to get out of the contract. And they said, well, you need to pay us $30,000 to get out of the contract then. And they said, if you don't want to do that, then you have to go through the remainder of the contract. And at the end of the contract, we'll let you out with zero. And so being an independent, you know, I waited and waited. But, you know, I told them I was going to order my pumps and everything, and I wasn't going to put their logo on it. So they finally agreed to just put their flag on the corner and don't put any of their labels on any of the pumps until the contract ran out. And you know, I would have hated to think that I had to wait two or three more years to try to do that. But, you know, I had customers wanting it, and now that I've put it in, you know, it's very plain to see that the consumers want that.
Now, where are you located?
Right in Nevada, Iowa, and right in the central part of Iowa.
Right in the middle of an ethanol producing area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have an ethanol plant there. We got a cellulosic ethanol plant being built right now. So for me, the decision was fairly easy to do this. I mean, the unknowns about what they would do with the RFS standards and then when I found out that, you know, during the summer, because of the EPA rules, there's no waiver on the E15. Mm-hmm. So if I have to move it back to the yellow hose for the summer, I will, because the E15 is continuing to grow every day. And the surprise to me was that the E85 sales are so high. I was expecting E20 and E30 to really be higher than the E85, but at this point, it has not attained that level yet.
Now, you were talking about how the debranding process. As part of that, you had about the credit cards. Explain that a little bit, you know, that they're actually ended up saving you money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, because you have pay at the pump, you pay the credit card or your marketer, right. 3% of everything that went through that pump. And then you pay certain fees to be on the satellite network. And then because you're buying their branded product, you're paying a higher price for that product. So when I started to look at this, I talked to some other suppliers, and I was getting prices sent to me twice a day every day. And from the price I was buying from my branded supplier, those price differences were anywhere from 2.5 cents to 7 cents a gallon difference by the day. And so when I debranded, I was able to cut my credit card fees virtually in half and increase the profit margins because I was able to offer these fuels at an unbranded price and a more value. So in my the numbers that I did myself, I will save 25 to 50,000 a year by debranding and being able to offer the ethanol blends. And in the back of my mind, I knew it would do well. I just didn't know it would do this well this fast. And that's the disappointing thing about talking to the lawmakers and stuff out here is that they don't think that the oil companies have us handcuffed, which they do, and they're hearing that this doesn't, you know, it'll hurt your vehicle, it'll do everything wrong, which it doesn't. you know, I have an auto repair shop, and I unconditionally guarantee all my fuel. So regardless, if they think they have a problem with their fuel, it would come into my shop, and I would take care of it at zero cost to them. And but we have had zero issues with anything. So it's a mindset that the oil companies are putting out to the people that you don't want this stuff. You don't want it. Well, given the choice, especially in the Midwest where I'm at, they would rather give the money to the American people and not to somebody who's trying to kill us, or, you know, our imports are coming down, they're coming down. And in my mind, and in my personal opinion, is if we just take a piece of the pie, we can increase fuel sales in the United States to where the oil companies will make what they want to make anyway. Mm-hmm. And everybody will prosper and will become energy independent. Mm-hmm. And if you ask every American what would they want, I would think that most of them would tell you they don't want dependence on foreign oil. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a thing where you can't invest in the American farmer, so some of these people don't see any return on their investment. So they don't look at the renewable fuels industry as a viable thing because they can't make money off it. And I'm not necessarily, I'm in it to make money, but I'm in it for America. I'm in it for, you know, security and an American-made product.
And your rural community.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Bringing value to your
own community. Sure. I mean, these ethanol plants, they brought jobs to our community. Right now we got 700-800 people there working on the new ethanol plants, and it spurs the local economy, no doubt, and it's helped the sales in my area, definitely.
That's all the questions I have, Charlie. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just that if America is given the choice, I would think that most all Americans with rational American values are gonna pick the choice that they want to support their own country and support the renewable fuels industry. We were talking earlier, back in the 70s, I was in the fuel business, and I remember, we're going to run out of gas. We're going to run out of oil. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, now we're doing something about it, and they're saying, why are you doing this? We don't want you to do this. It doesn't make any sense. So I guess sometimes things do, and sometimes they don't.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.